Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are joined by Adam Bellow. He is our county executive. Good morning, Adam Bellow. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are all of you?
Oh, we're doing terrific this awesome Memorial Day weekend, Steve.
Well, it's a beautiful day today.
And it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And, you know, we talked with Dr. Mendoza last half hour, Dr. Michael Mendoza, the county health director. And, you know, he said that this upcoming Memorial Day weekend, with nice weather planned, people so aching to get outside and, you know, at least let off a little bit of steam, that it is a test and a challenge for everybody involved in the county.
It is. Well, and he's absolutely right, because we all want to be outside. We want to be together. We want to recognize properly the holiday and the significance of it, but we also have to make sure that we're staying safe. So it's an opportunity to participate in a holiday in a different way, and to challenge ourselves to do that. But it's also an opportunity to enjoy the nice weather. But of course, stay 6 feet away and wear our mask. And you know, a lot of what we keep talking about here is that as we go through these phases of reopening the economy and moving around more and getting out, is that the future and the pace at which we do that really is up to us. It's up to how well we listen to science and public health professionals and wear our mask and do our part to protect the people around us.
Adam, if all goes as scheduled, when do we see the end of the waiting period for phase one, and when should phase two begin, if all
sure
goes as we hope?
No, that's a good question that I get a lot. And, you know, what the governor had laid out was that for each phase that we go through, there needs to be a minimum of 2 weeks between the start of each one of them. And the reason why is because our public health professionals need to have enough time to be able to see and then evaluate the impact that those reopening phases have on the public health. What's the impact on the spread of the virus, so that we don't have a spike that we miss and then overwhelm the hospital system, shut everything back down, and then go back on all that sacrifice that people have been making over the last 2 months. That's the last thing we want to do. We want to be able to open up in a rational, methodical way so that it's also sustainable. So it's a minimum 2 weeks. We are 1 week into phase one. So far, our metrics are doing very well. We are finding new cases every day at a higher number, but that's because we're also performing more tests. So the more you look, the more you're going to find.
Sure.
And our hospitalization numbers are up, but that's for a number of other factors related to more people being in the hospital for other procedures who might be asymptomatic and being tested. There's a change in policy related to nursing home residents staying in the hospital and things. But if you look at the ICU and ventilator numbers, they're very low compared to where we've been over the last several months. So right now we feel good about where we are. The control room for the region, the Finger Lakes region, meets every day. We evaluate that. And so I would suspect early next week, we would be able to make that judgment call. It's really up to the governor as to whether or not we move into phase two, but we'll be able to help make the recommendation. And then I imagine that there'll be some announcements next week about where we are.
Adabella was our county executive. Yeah. You know, Dr. Mendoza said that we won't know for 10 days to 2 weeks whether we played by the rules properly during Memorial Day. So might not that delay the phase two, moving into phase two?
It could, and that's why I'm not comfortable or confident to announce today that, you know, because our numbers look good today, that phase two will start next Friday. We need to see how the weekend goes. You'll see anecdotal evidence over the weekend, and then you'll start to see the health effects after that. One tool that we have launched that could help us even get some more real-time information is the symptom tracker. We have over 15,000 people in our region are signed up, and it's a real easy tool to use. You go to rockcovid.org. It's rockcovid.org, rockcovid.org. And you don't even put your name in there. You put your zip code, gender, age, race, ethnicity. You put your symptoms in. And it emails you every day and says, basically, do you have any of the following COVID-19 symptoms? If you say no, you're done. If you say yes, it asks you a few follow-up questions. It only takes about 20 seconds, not even a day, to do that. And if we have enough mass of people signing up for the symptom tracker, we'll be the public health professionals and the hospital systems will have real-time data from the community about what the spread of symptoms are and then can make better, more informed judgment calls really in real time.
I do it every morning, Adam, and I just want to let you know that yesterday by accident I clicked yes, and I really don't have any symptoms, so I just clicked body aches because I always have body aches, but I'm right back on track. I clicked no this morning.
Oh, good. Okay.
We're speaking.
And I'll tell you what, it's actually going to get even easier because in the next couple of weeks we'll have a texting feature. So instead of just your daily email, if you want, it's obviously all this is optional, but if you want, you can have it just text you the link. So it's even easier to do.
Text line would make it so much easier for me. Thank you very much. And Adam Bello, thank you for giving us some time this Memorial Day weekend. We certainly appreciate it. We'll touch base again next week to see how we did. Thank you very much for giving us some time this morning on The Bee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.